This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. China had a surprisingly strong showing at the Olympics in Athens. And now China is spending billions of dollars to find and train athletes to shine when the Summer Games are held in Beijing in 2008. The official Chinese sports agency says there are already 20,000 people working out at government-sponsored training centers, hoping for a medal someday. 25 others are developing their skills far away on baseball diamonds in Arizona. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Construction crews are hard at work to transform Beijing into a home for the 2008 Summer Games. Thousands of miles away at a major league training complex near Phoenix, the Chinese national baseball team, yes, the Chinese baseball team, is also in a full sprint. China will invest more than $7 billion over the next several years to become an Olympic juggernaut. Its athletes won 32 gold medals in Athens, second only to the United States. The host country automatically gets to participate in all Olympic events. And now, a country that is perhaps best known for gymnastics and table tennis, is setting out to grow a brand new baseball team from scratch. Yu Bingjia, China's left fielder and one of the team's best hitters, fell in love with baseball after spending most of his youth playing soccer.
Baseball is not a popular sport in China, but he loved the game so much. It's because of the charm of the baseball itself. That's why he stayed the game for a long period of time.
The Chinese team and its American coaches are hoping that passion will translate into being able to put a team on the field that can compete with traditional baseball powers.
Baseball in China is a very new sport, very young sport.
Former Major League player and manager Jim Lefevre has been hired to get the Chinese players ready to compete. He says they have a lot to do in 4 years.
They're far behind when you start talking about Asian countries such as Japan, Korea, Taiwan. They don't have Little League. They don't have high school. They don't have college. Unlike the United States, where the competition is built in our own culture, from Little League to high school to college to minor leagues, we have all we need right here. They have none. So it's a game where they have to learn not only how to play the game, but how to compete. I mean, not only are we going to train them to show them the techniques that are necessary for them to go on to the next level, we got to physically train them to get them stronger, we got to make them faster.
To help them, Major League Baseball International has brought the 25-man Chinese national team here to Arizona to face Major League instructional teams, made up of players that have been drafted by big league clubs but still need some fine-tuning. The Chinese team will play games nearly every day for a month and a half to get them ready for the next level of competition. Putting an Olympic baseball team together could be a big gamble for China, a country known for expecting excellence from its athletes. Ling Fengsun, another of the team's better batters, says he feels the pressure to perform.
The pressure was most come from the superior, like probably the party leaders. You would love to have a chance to play in the state one day, but in reality, he says he doesn't have that chance, but he just wish, as a baseball player himself, he wish to have a bigger stage to perform.
Sun and the rest of the Chinese team will get its chance on perhaps the biggest stage when the whole world is watching Beijing in 2008. Until then, Sun will be working on improving his hitting and watching his favorite American stars. Names and teams recognizable in any language.
Bounce. Barry Bounce.
Yankee.
Yankee.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.